The island's electorate is still split between supporting Commonwealth status and becoming a state of the American Union. Only a small minority advocates independence. U.S. culture pervades the island, from the influence of the English language on the Spanish vernacular to the homegrown varieties of Pentecostal churches and the proliferation of fast food restaurants. Puerto Rico currently maintains colonial ties with the United States, as evidenced, for instance, in its reliance on massive transfer payments from the federal government and its colossal public debt to U.S. creditors. In some respects, however, the island does not fit the standard image of colonial societies such as the British and French overseas possessions before World War II. Contemporary Puerto Rico enjoys a greater degree of self-government than most classic colonies. The island combines conventional elements of colonial rule with political autonomy, though restricted by the imposition of a fiscal oversight board since 2016. A relatively high standard of living, undermined by a long economic recession beginning in 2006, and a strong national culture, as expressed, for example, in the retention of the Spanish language as the primary means of communication on the island. Puerto Rico may well be considered a post-colonial colony, in the sense of a people with a tenacious national identity, but little desire for a nation-state living in a territory that legally belongs to but is not part of the United States. As a U.S. territory, Puerto Rico has been exposed to an intense penetration of U.S. capital, commodities, laws, institutions, ideas, and customs unequaled in other Latin American countries. Yet today, Puerto Ricans have a stronger sense of national identity than most Caribbean peoples, even those who enjoy political independence. Many observers have noted the growing rift between the weakened push for a sovereign government and the assertion of a vibrant culture on the island, as manifested in language, literature, the arts, popular music, and sports, among other areas. At the beginning of the 21st century, Puerto Rico presents the apparent paradox of a stateless nation that is not assimilated into mainstream U.S. culture. After more than 125 years of its occupation by the United States, the island remains a Spanish-speaking, Afro-Hispanic Caribbean nation. In addition to its unresolved colonial dilemma, Puerto Rico is increasingly a nation on the move, a country whose porous borders are incessantly crisscrossed by migrants coming to and going away from the island. Since the 1940s, more than 2.3 million islanders have relocated abroad. The magnitude of this exodus is even more staggering when one recalls that Puerto Rico's population was not even 4 million at the beginning of the 21st century. According to 2022 census estimates, 64.7% of all persons of Puerto Rican origin live in the 50 states of the United States and the District of Columbia. At the same time, the island has received hundreds of thousands of immigrants since the 1960s, primarily returnees and their descendants, and, secondarily, citizens of other countries, especially the Dominican Republic and Cuba. By the year 2022, 8.4% of the island's residents had been born abroad, including those born stateside of Puerto Rican parentage. This combination of a prolonged exodus, together with a large influx of returnees and foreigners, makes Puerto Rico a test case of transnationalism, broadly defined as the maintenance of social, economic, and political ties across national borders. I use the term border as a dividing line between two countries, even when it does not coincide with the legal and political boundaries between nation-states. Few other countries in the Caribbean region, or even the entire world, have experienced such massive and sustained displacements of people over such a long span of time. Only 19th century Ireland might serve as a historical precedent for the magnitude and persistence of the Puerto Rican diaspora. The growing diversity in the migrants' origins and destinations challenges the idea that the nation can be defined as a singular territory, birthplace, citizenship, language, culture, and identity. Above all, it is increasingly difficult to maintain that only those who were born and live on the island and speak Spanish can legitimately be called Puerto Rican. In 2006, the U.S. Census